can bring up whatever you would like here at 855-450-FREE. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. Although we're going to be starting the show out with a special guest, and it's actually an update interview. It's one we haven't talked to this gentleman in a number of years. I don't recall how many years it's been. It's been that many. And his name is Danny. He is the spiritual entertainer. This YouTube channel is youtube.com/spiritualentertainer. And Danny from the UK came across my desk several years ago. I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Ian, let me interrupt you here
yes,
for a
sir.
Second.
Johnny Ray, welcome.
You need to make sure to say that it's rare that you have a guest on Free
it
Talk
Live. It is pretty
Live.
Rare.
You don't
although,
have a guest without talking about how rare it is.
Although yesterday we had Adam Kokesh on, so now we're doing two guests in a row. But anyway, yeah, it's a pretty rare thing. We've only had a few, like maybe about 100 people over 10 years. It's not a very frequent thing that we do here on Free Talk Live. And of course, once you've been on as a guest, you're likely to be heard again at some point. There's a good chance of that. So, Danny is again a YouTube guy. He started out, well, we'll let him tell most of his story, but I came across your channel, back when you were together with another gentleman, Charlie Veach, who has kind of, you've kind of both split off, and you've got your own separate channels now, and you're both still active. Let's, I guess, take our listeners back, Danny, to what got you started megaphoning in the streets of London, which I've just always been fascinated by your videos and, you know, people who are like you, who get out there and put themselves out in front of people with something to say and take a risk to stand up for what you believe in. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. That's a wonderful welcome. Thank God I haven't got an ego, because if I had, it would be really inflated by now.
So tell me, how did you get started in the streets of London with a megaphone, and when was it? How many years ago was it?
Before I answer that, I am obviously slightly more important than those who haven't, and therefore I do need to ask you, how many listeners, if any, do you actually have?
Well, that's a good question. This is a I guess I should bring you up to speed on the show. Free Talk Live is a radio program in the United States, so we're on over 100 radio stations at various different times throughout the week. We've got XM satellite radio, but we're also online. So I can easily tell you our online listenership in the, you know, like the podcast listeners, we're looking at maybe 2,000 to 3,000 per show. Not a huge number, but on the radio we could have tens of thousands listening, maybe even, you know, up to a quarter million, depending on which night and at what time. So it really just depends.
Okay, fair enough. Just making sure, because I'm so important.
Well, you are bigger than my channel on YouTube, by the way. You've got about 8,000 subscribers. Free Keen, I don't think, has half of that. But then,
Gangnam Style, that's got about a billion views.
Yeah, it is. It's hard for us.
For good reason.
It's hard for us activist channels to really even get close to popular music and things like that. Although I have to say, yeah. I was amused by Gangnam Style. It was pretty entertaining.
Probably half of those views is just you.
Almost. That would be true with some other K-pop, but that's another story entirely.
Anyway, so how did it all start? Many years ago, I went to Speaker's Corner, and I just had this sort of flash in my mind, go to Speaker's Corner, which is a lovely little institution in London. Are you familiar with it?
I'm just looking it up. It's an area where open-air public speaking, debate, and discussion are allowed.
That's right. Is that what it says there?
That's what it says in Wikipedia.
Isn't that funny, you know? How can that be something that's either allowed or disallowed?
Right. In the land of the free, we have something called free speech zones.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing here.
That's right. So I started off in this place where you're allowed to say anything you like.
What was it that inspired you, though? Like, what made you want to go to this place in the first place and have something to say?
Because I've been kind of running workshops for several years, not very often, but whenever I did, they seemed to be fairly well enjoyed by people, and I wanted wanted to kind of, I was kind of brainstorming with a friend, I suppose, on how I can how I can share what, you know, what I knew or what some of the things that I discovered, and just came into my head to go to Speaker's Corner. I don't know. I don't really know why, but that just did.
You know, we all find our inspiration in whatever way. Now, were you there with a megaphone the first time, or was that something, an idea that came up?
No. That was several years before, and I would speak there, and then I moved, and I would hold a sign that says everything is okay for hours. And by the way, for those people listening, if there are any people listening, really, just in case there are some listeners, I would just encourage anybody who is to get yourself a nice big sign, put something interesting on it, and stand in busy places. Yeah?
Oh, I've done it. It's great.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Tell me more about that. It's an idea that I've considered. I've got some ideas, but I've never finished. I've never closed on that idea.
Right. Okay. So, you know, it's a bit like talking about sex rather than having it.
All right.
So anybody that hasn't done it, just try it.
Yeah, scroll some sort of message. You can go down and you know, go to your local craft store and get some poster board, or you can get one of the dry erase boards. You can keep using the same thing over and over again and change the message as you will. I was actually out doing that just this afternoon. So you went out to Speaker's Corner. You started speaking to people. At some point, you decided to step up to a megaphone, and you ended up with a partner for a while. Can you take us back to that point, too?
Charlie Veach in May 2009. He had a megaphone, I had my sign, and he had a camera as well. And he was messing around with the police, joking with them, and there's an interview on YouTube where I met him. You can see where I met him first. And he interviewed me, and then we started doing these films, and he would film them, and we would both have megaphones, or we'd share a megaphone, and we got up to some really funky mischief.
I love it. I mean, a lot of it is kind of lampooning the big government / big corporate system that is out there, and calling people's attention to that as, you know, you're at like a shopping mall or in some very, very public location, because it wasn't all at the same place, where there's a lot of people streaming by, you know, the heart of London, basically. There's no shortage of people nearby to talk to. And it's just absolutely fascinating watching people, you know, react and or ignore you, and how people just kind of interact with you. It's really, I think it's good stuff. And again, your YouTube channel is youtube.com/spiritualentertainer. Now, at some point you broke away, the two of you maybe had some creative differences, and you decided to spin off into your own channel. Or did you always have your own channel?
No. You see, the one of the things that, because I'm quite naive in many ways, and I had no idea that this was going to happen. So he took these films back and put them up on his channel, which has got his name on, as opposed to some other sort of, not his name on, not my name, but some other thing. But it had his name on, and he was uploading these films to this channel with his name on, and then he'd start uploading films that were nothing to do with what I was doing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like those films.
I see.
And I didn't want to be associated with that kind of mentality. So I decided to say, well, that's it. I'm off. And I set up my own channel then.
So I want to talk more about, you know, what are some of the themes that you want to get out to people? I mean, you are not just addressing kind of the, you know, the big overarching state and the corporations and all that, and some of the ridiculous social structures we live in, but also, you know, based on your name, you're the spiritual entertainer. So, you know, maybe make a couple notes of some ideas that you are putting out there on your videos that you can share with our listeners, and can you stick with us for another segment here?
Yeah.
More with Danny from the UK. Again, his YouTube channel, youtube.com/spiritualentertainer. Plus, he's looking to put together a documentary, which I think is pretty cool. I want to talk about that as well. And we'll take your calls if you've got a question for him. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. So maybe you've got a question for Danny of the UK. He is also known as Spiritual Entertainer on YouTube. And I've been aware of his videos for a number of years and have been a fan, but I hadn't really watched them recently just because I've, you know, always managed to do other things and it just nothing really stuck me in until one video headline that I saw that I just couldn't resist. It's "Everything is okay," and then in parentheses, "as long as you do as you're told." And I want to come back to Danny here in moments, but also remind you that
that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to move together with people who think like you, because when you've got people in the same geographic area who are actually active toward the ideas of liberty, toward achieving more freedom in our lifetime, you actually end up having success, both politically, civil disobedience, creating media. Everything becomes more possible when more people who care enough to do something are nearby. So go to freestateproject.org. Excited to announce that the Free State Project has launched its brand new website today. Johnny Ray, have you been to the new site?
No, I haven't. I didn't know that they'd launched a new one.
It's been in process for quite a long time, as I understand it, but it's worth the wait. I would highly recommend, if you've been to the old site at freestateproject.org, go right now to freestateproject.org, check out the new site. It is fantastic. It looks really sharp. Looks very, you know, it looks like they put a lot of time and thought into this, and I think it's going to take the Free State Project, help take the Free State Project to the next level, which, of course, is achieving the 20,000 goal, which we want to reach 20,000 people who've signed the pledge, as you and I have done, Johnny. We moved, but most of the 14,000 haven't made the move yet. We want to make, we want to get to that 20,000 number. Then there will be a five-year window where all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire to get active for liberty in our lifetime. So I think the new website's really going to help step the game up. It's great. freestateproject.org. Danny is with us from youtube.com/spiritualentertainer, and you hit the streets several years ago in London with a message, with a few different messages that you wanted to deliver to people. You ended up hooking up with a megaphone and started making YouTube videos, and I guess, you know, throw out there some of those ideas for our listeners. Maybe, you know, maybe they will be familiar with them already, maybe they won't. So what are those, some of the key things that you wanted to really share with folks over the years?
Oh, dear. I do find, to be honest with you, I do find that question quite difficult, because I prefer to do what I do rather than talk about what I do.
Sure, and of course I'm asking you to encapsulate several years worth of getting the word out about what you think is important into a manner of sentences here, so it's not entirely fair of me, but nonetheless, trying to give my listeners a tease, a reason to come visit your channel beyond just, you know, the recommendation that they do it.
Well, I have a question, Danny. Has the content been really coherent as far as being a kind of a single message, or does it change a lot from day to day? Has it changed a lot over the years?
I think certainly anyone who's critical of what I do would say that it's been thoroughly incoherent.
Uh-huh.
And that's a direct quote from my mother-in-law. Actually, it's not. She wouldn't be so nice as to say that. I mean, it's difficult, but if I was to say, I guess I want us all to realize our own amazingness, really. We're all amazing people, and we're living in a system which thrives on robbing us of our own awareness of who we are. It thrives on deception and the dumbing down of people, and they don't even know it. So I guess that's part of what I'd like to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So waking people up to these ideas is a pretty important thing, and people have been paying attention. I mean, I was watching your recent video, Everything is Okay, and then in parentheses, As Long as You Do as You're Told. This is kind of a nice little wrap-up video that sort of tells your story briefly about what you've been doing and what you intend to do with this documentary that you want to make. But people recognize you on the streets of London. I mean, how frequent is that, that people come up to you and say thank you for making your videos? I really appreciate it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I should really have qualified. It's really not so much people, it's policemen that recognize me. No, I'm joking. I would say that... Yeah, usually if I'm out for an hour or two, people recognize me. You know, not a lot, but some people come up to me and say, oh, I recognize you from the YouTube films.
It doesn't have to happen a lot. Just, you know, if it happens, it's really
a neat
thing.
It happens every time, but it's not a lot of people, that's all.
Yeah, it's a neat thing, though, to know that, you know, you're touching people's lives and you don't realize it, because obviously not everybody who recognizes you is going to come up and tell you that. So only a certain portion of them, a smaller percentage, are going to actually take the time to say something, to say thank you. So you know that you're reaching far more than, you know, you'll ever get an indicator of. And that, you know, that matters. That's important.
Idea this was going to happen, but I can tell you that my experience almost all the times that people have come up to me and recognized me, and we're talking about probably hundreds, but almost all of them I felt like they were coming up to me not with the kind of, you know, star, oh wow, there's that guy from the internet. I'm not saying that didn't happen, it did happen a little bit, and occasionally people ask me to take a photo with them, mm-hmm. which I try and discourage. And yeah, I mean, obviously, if they gave me the large amounts of money, I'd probably agree to it. yeah, so it's been a beautiful experience, because I get a feeling from people that they're really grateful for what I do. I think it gives people a sense of connection, you know, a less feeling of isolation, knowing that there are other people out there that can see this stuff.
Tell me something. I want to come back around to Johnny Ray's question again about the message changing. I mean, of course, someone's message is going to change over several years of doing a broadcast. That's certainly the case here on Free Talk Live. I know I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago when we started this show. So, I mean, I would guess that your message has changed, and maybe your headline on this video is an indicator of that, because as you mentioned in our first segment, you used to stand with a sign that said everything is okay. This was a big theme in some of your early videos, and now here you are saying everything is okay as long as you do as you're told. Is that a message that's changed, or is that just a catchy headline?
Right at the beginning, with everything is okay sign, some interesting things did happen in terms of my relationship with authority. You know, I was like dragged out of art galleries just for standing with a sign that says everything is okay. I was thrown out of the big stations. You know, I would just stand there with the sign everything okay, and they'd come up to me and say, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm just standing with a sign. They said, you can't advertise, they'd say. I said, I'm not advertising, it's just a sign.
Yeah,
and then they'd say, oh, well, and then they'd bring the police and they'd say, well, you can't loiter in this area. Do you have a ticket?
Danny, hold that thought. I want you to continue that in a moment. Well, if you can stick with us here, we'd like to come back with more of Danny from the UK. He is available to you on YouTube at youtube.com/spiritualentertainer. And we'll continue here. Your call is welcome as well at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Learn how one woman with diabetes had neuropathy pain in her feet go away and her blood sugars come into a more healthy range. In 10 months, one woman got off Prozac after taking this one supplement. In 2 months on this same supplement, one boy's chronic constipation went away and his speech problem cleared up for the first time in his life. Learn how this one supplement is creating a multitude of unique and inspiring stories that can be heard on this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight in studio is Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We do have listening options there, broadband, narrowband, and a midband stream. They are 24/7, so the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing for you at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, you can tune us in on over 100 great stations coast to coast on AM and FM, plus XM satellite radio carries us 7 nights a week. We're also available free to air. You can grab us off of a satellite dish in a different way through free to air on in all throughout Central America as well as North America, which is brought to you, by the way, by Bitcoin. You can learn more at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got a webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. So again, go to listen.freetalklive.com and also know about the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com and check out the Logic Saves Lives podcast series. Sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense. The series features Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and many others. SchoolSucksProject.com. We've got Danny on the line here. He is the spiritual entertainer. YouTube.com/spiritualentertainer is his YouTube channel. I would recommend that you take a look, because I think that the videos are very entertaining. And I was looking at some of your more recent ones today, Danny, and one of them was taken of a gentleman who was giving a speech
I guess it was outside of some meeting, the Bilderberger conference or whatever, where, of course, a lot of people are obsessed with obsessing over the people that are ostensibly in control of the whole world. And you were there, and it seemed as though you're a bit critical of the Bilderberg conspiracy fanatics. And this other guy certainly was. So it was interesting seeing him speak to these people who'd come out to the Bilderberger conference. And one of the things he was talking about, which I thought was really interesting, was the words state, kind of like comparing the word state with the word change. And I don't know if you had any comments to that, but I thought that was particularly interesting that, you know, the state is essentially something in this concept of trying to keep things static, which, of course, is against the nature of, well, all that is now, isn't it?
Yeah, that was an amazing presentation. I don't really have much to add to what he says. You know, he's certainly made me think differently.
Go ahead.
You know, and that's what I suppose I'm trying to do too. You know, I'm trying to help us all think differently, including myself.
Now, you were talking about one of the ways that you've changed maybe the themes of some of the things you've been saying over the years. You started with the sign that said everything is okay, and now you've got a video up that says everything is okay as long as you do what you're told. And you were just getting into that story about how
sign... So what happened was, and there's a lot to this story, there's a lot from a spiritual perspective and from a legal perspective, from a freedom of speech perspective. There's a lot of really interesting things going on, but just in a nutshell, I was doing my megaphoning in central London and I was asked to stop and I didn't. Well, I was alleged to didn't. I actually did stop, but I was asked to stop by some guy. I did stop, but he was determined to get me, and they've basically got a bylaw, and it's on the website, the Indiegogo channel, where I have it on the blurb. You can see the wording. It's a law which basically says that if you disobey anyone, any member of the public, if you disobey someone, if you're making a noise of any sort, including singing, and someone is annoyed by it and you disobey them, they tell you to stop and you disobey, you can get taken to court and fined.
Wow.
For not doing as you're told.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds like the sort of law that gets enforced pretty selectively.
Mm, I bet.
Yes, it does, but it can also be used to control people, basically, by saying, look, we've got a law, you're annoying somebody, right? So they're making shut anybody down who's making the slightest bit of noise that they don't want.
That's a huge threat to freedom of speech, and you know I know things are bad here in the U.S. And sometimes I'm shocked at how much worse they can be over there in the U.K. That's awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it's also kind of it's not as bad as all that because in reality, you know, it doesn't affect a lot of people yet.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying, you know, so it only affects people who want to be creative in public, or it might affect people who are having kind of, you know, they might feel the need to shout or something in public. So someone like that can be shut down, can be sectioned, actually, you know, put in some kind of mental health institution. And they're using this law very selectively, but it's mad. It's an insane law.
So tell me what happened. I mean, so you kept getting harassed.
So I got to court. They've accused me of doing it twice, and basically it's a scam as far as I'm concerned. You've got a big corporation, the council, who are worth, you know, it's worth hundreds of millions of pounds. Probably billions, even, the amount of revenue they make, yeah? Mm-hmm. And they summons you to court. If you plead guilty, then, I don't know, you might get a fine of £50, something, for being a good little boy and a good little slave and pleading guilty. If you plead not guilty, you're up against the whole system, and you could end up with a fine for £500. You could end up with court fees of many hundreds, if not thousands of pounds, and solicitors' fees, of lawyers' fees of your own, of hundreds, if not thousands of pounds.
Mm-hmm. So what did you choose to do?
That's the slightly
Absolutely. And one of the things we've been doing over here is encouraging people to not take the plea deal. But it's a really difficult thing to get somebody to consider because of all the reasons you just gave. I mean, in the case of New Hampshire, thankfully, there aren't ridiculous court costs, but it is like that in most of the United States. And so there are all these disincentives for people standing up for what they believe in and standing up for themselves. So what did you choose to do?
So I choose I didn't, well, it'll be in the movie, but I didn't plead guilty or not guilty. But I chose to, I still had a trial, right? And at the trial, we basically, me and a friend of mine who's a barrister, who's actually a good barrister, is actually a good guy.
They do
and
exist.
He mounted an argument against the validity of the bylaw. And that's what we're challenging. And the court was adjourned until September so that the council could come up with some convoluted defense to say why we should continue having this ridiculous law.
So this is in play right now, and it's going to factor into the documentary film that you're looking to produce. But tell me, why change it to, or what's with the title from, you know, going to everything is okay as long as you do as you're told? I mean, have you really changed your viewpoint on everything being okay? Get into kind of this, I guess, the spiritual side of that.
Ian, you're like a pit bull. You are very keen to get to the bottom of this as long as you obey thing. And Danny refuses for his part to answer.
I don't know if he's refused to answer. I think he just hasn't gotten around to it yet.
No, I mean, everything is okay. It's not necessarily something I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about beliefs. It's an idea that I can hold. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a
thing going on.
Get a drink of water.
Grab some water.
I've got hay fever. It's something that, you know, it's an idea that I can hold in my consciousness if I choose to. Every time I hold that idea in my consciousness, then it's quite a nice experience. It doesn't mean I believe it or I don't believe it, because the word believe has got the word lie in it. And the word lie has got the word I in it.
Stand by. Danny from the UK is with us here. YouTube.com/spiritualentertainer. We're going to hopefully can grab some water and feel better in a moment. We're going to continue. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. 2 freeze-dried guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events, or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like. We'll return to the normal format of the program where, yes, indeed, you can control the airwaves here in a few moments. Although questions, if you have them, for Danny from the UK, his YouTube channel is youtube.com/spiritualentertainer. He's been making really entertaining YouTube videos over the last several years, and I'm a bit of a fan. I've watched a number of them. And I love, you know, somebody with the gumption to go out into public with a megaphone and say interesting, thought-provoking things to large crowds of people. And that's what he's done certainly in the past and has ended up in court now as a result of his activism. We're going to continue with Danny, but I want to remind you about Freedom Fest. It kicks off tomorrow. And that's the reason why Mark is not here tonight, and he will not be here throughout the remainder of the week, because he's at Freedom Fest. He's going to be doing interviews with big-name speakers, hopefully. Can't say for sure who, but we know they're going to have speakers like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and more. You can go to freedomfest.com to get your tickets, get registered, and get over there, because it's happening on the Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas, July 10th through the 13th. So drop on by freedomfest.com to learn more about this amazing event. It's been going on for several years, and again, Mark will be there throughout the weekend. So again, freedomfest.com. Danny is back with us from the UK, the spiritual entertainer. And let's see, I don't recall what exactly question we were in the middle of when we went away.
We were talking about belief.
Oh, yes, beliefs.
Yeah, belief, yeah. Just before we continue, it's actually quite difficult to get hold of ammunition here in London. And just before, we had an advert on. You had an advert for a company selling. I could do with some, I don't know if you've got any good automatic weapons. Because they were advertising to people weapons and knives and things like that. Have you got any decent knives?
I've got a K-bar.
What is that?
A K-bar is a combat utility knife that the Marine Corps is sort of the Marine's knife. It's an evil looking thing with a black blade. It's got a blood groove along the side.
What?
So that when you stick somebody with it, there's room. There's a little gap between the walls of the wound in the middle of your knife so that the blood can come out easy.
Is that an important thing?
Oh, my God.
Of course it is.
An important feature to have in a knife. I have a letter opener in my hands right now, Danny. But
Danny, this is a pretty well-armed house. I kind of describe, and now Ian will vehemently.
Well, I'm nearly a pacifist. I mean, I'm not quite a pacifist, but I'm nearly there. I still can't get over the idea of not defending
like a loved one if they were being attacked by somebody. But, you know, we live here in New Hampshire where you can walk around with an AK-47 strapped to your back, and a lot of people aren't going to really blink at that up here. So it's kind of a different, a bit of a different culture even from here compared to the rest of the United States.
Right, right. Anyway, yeah, we're talking about beliefs and everything is okay. And, you know, the title of the film is just really playing with the words, everything is okay as long as you do as you're told, you know, which is, in a way, what the whole court case is about. You know, you can have freedom of speech as long as you don't offend anybody or upset anybody or even annoy anybody. You know, well, if that's the case, then you'd have no freedom of speech. That's the connection.
So you're putting together a documentary film, and there's a fundraiser that you're putting you put out there and on an Indiegogo fundraiser. What I've done is I posted a link to your recent video, Everything is Okay as Long as You Do as You're Told. Now, this is basically your pitch. It's almost 6 minutes long where you kind of tell a little bit of your story, and then you ask folks to support. I did. I threw some money in at you, and I hope it ends up panning out. I don't know. I don't know what to expect as far as these fundraisers online goes. I hope that it pans out for you, and if it doesn't, please keep the money anyway.
Well,
do as you want.
We had a bit of a difficult start because I discovered today that I was down, and my business was down as providing adult content on the web. So I think they thought I was selling porn.
Oh.
So a lot of people were refused. So we remedied that today, so I'm no longer selling any porn.
Okay, good
to
know.
So if you want porn.
And I wouldn't say that this is an adult content either. I would say your channel is something that young people should absolutely watch. It's definitely not an adult thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, in fact, I've had emails saying that, you know, parents have found that they watch this stuff with their children, and it's the way they connect with their children. They can all understand it.
So I want to put a link out. I already put a link out to the video, which kind of explains what you're going to do with the documentary, and the Indiegogo link is there. But I'll also go ahead and put a direct link out to your campaign on our Facebook and Google+.
Thank you.
And Twitter. So anybody else that wants to throw a little something in there can do that. And of course, you know, as with these Indiegogo things, there's always these perks and benefits and things like that that folks can get for helping you out with this plan. It's an interesting journey making a movie. I had the pleasure of doing it last year with Derek J's Victor. Victimless Crime Spree, which I have a feeling.
Oh, yes, I must see that. I think I've seen a little bit of that.
I think it'll be right up your alley, too. It'll be something you'll appreciate.
Yeah.
It's definitely some inspiration there, I think, from some of the things that you've done over the years. And please, I hope our listeners will go to our Facebook page or Twitter or Google+ and take a look at your video. But, you know, while we've got you here, Danny, Johnny Ray, do you have any other questions for Danny while we've got him?
Well, I did want to tell him, as Mr. Sloan always says, there is no I in team, but there is an I in pie. There's an I in meat pie. Meat is an anagram of team. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think he must have been drinking or something.
So tell me more about the documentary. What is it that, you know, you envision? Obviously, you're going to tell the story of your court trial where you're challenging this ridiculous ordinance that essentially makes it so anybody who doesn't like what you're saying in public can complain about it and get you in trouble for it, which you've already gotten. You know, that's what the court case is about. You're challenging the whole thing. So obviously, it's going to focus around that. But go ahead and pitch me on what it is generally that you're going to be looking to accomplish.
Market of people, because, you know, there are some people that need to have a polished product in order to watch it. And so in the film, there's going to be megaphoning, there's going to be interviews with people, the sort of stuff that I've been doing for the last few years. And there's going to be, you know, I'll be going up to random people and asking them questions, and I'll be doing megaphoning and, you know, comedy. But it's also going to be a little bit about the spiritual side of the journey, how I got into the mess in the first place. And it'll be about the challenging of a law. It will be about hopefully encouraging people to question their paradigms, to question the narratives. reality.
Mm. Yeah, that's important to do, because if you are seeking answers, they are out there. But, yeah, I think that's great to not feed them necessarily to somebody, but to just get people starting to ask questions, and maybe then the universe will provide them with the answers they're looking for.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
And if the answers are wrong, then you can only blame the universe and not me.
I think the message of everyone that humanity is an amazing creation is a great message, and I'm really glad that there's people like you, Danny, out there giving it to people. And you do sort of have to walk a line between positivity and, I don't know, reality, because there's lots of things that are wrong with the world. But I think you're going to be better able to address those wrongs if you have a sort of a light spirit and you've got some energy. And I love it. And I have to remind myself often just how awesome I am. And it's true, I am. But I'm not perfect. But I'm better able to put myself on the right course if I'm not staring down at the ground all the time.
Yeah, being bummed out and depressed. Sure. Danny, your thoughts?
Yeah, I am going to believe you. I do believe that you're not perfect, if you say so. There's no reason for me to challenge that. But you're not meant to be perfect, you know, and nobody's meant to be perfect.
Yeah, nobody.
Because otherwise that would be game over.
Love the conversation, Danny, from the UK. I really appreciate you taking your time, because it's late where you are. Is it past midnight right now? So I'm getting up on 1 a.m.?
Yes, it is. There's 1 something in the morning.
Please appreciate you taking the time to sit with us and talk about your upcoming documentary. And again, I'll put the link out for our listeners who might want to help you with that. And maybe many of our listeners have never heard you before, because, you know, we've always got new people tuning in. Maybe they didn't hear our original interview of you from years ago. So I hope that brought them up to speed on who you are and what you do. And certainly they should check your YouTube channel at youtube.com/spiritualentertainer. Thank you, Danny, and hope to talk to you again. Maybe when the documentary comes out. We'll definitely.
Yeah, that would be great.
Very good, sir. Hour number 2 is coming up of Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.